How can I know everything's going to work out? Because there is, whether you know it or not, power in that blood. Amen. Jesus Christ died for you and for me. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. We become a part of his family. We are the children of God. And he says everything's going to work out. Now, here's what our problem is. We are so busy dealing with life, and life is so busy hitting us up beside the head and causing us distress in every different direction. Sometimes we forget everything is going to be okay. You see, how in the world can you help your children if you yourself don't experience life and experience what life is all about? Good, the bad, the ugly, the vicious, the vile. So God gives you and I a blessing by allowing us to live life to its fullest. When he said he's going to let us do that, that doesn't always mean I'm going to everything's going to be perfect for you. Because that's not life. In real living, everything isn't always perfect. As a matter of fact, so often in real life, it seems as though nothing is going right. And yet, knowing the scripture, knowing God's promise to us, I do know this. Everything is going to work together for my good because I love the Lord. The scripture says that. That's what the message is about. How in the world can I know everything will work out? Romans 8:28. Listen to God's word to us. And we know that all things, in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Brother Randy always says, Larry, take a watch off before it starts talking to you. I forgot, Brother Randy. God said, I will give you a word, and it won't be through Siri. I'll give you a word, and that word will give you the strength for the day. Do you know that's all we need is one day at a time? All you're promised is today. All you're promised is this moment. And in that promise that God gives to you, he said, I want you to accept this promise that I am handing you. All things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Two kinds of people in this world. Those who love God and those who don't. Those who either love God or those who don't. And God says, if you're in the love category, I want you to know that it doesn't matter what's going on with your life. I am going to make it work out for your good. And that promise is only to those individuals who love God. How do I know I love God? Have you confessed Jesus? Have you professed him as Lord and Savior? Have you publicly told others that you know Jesus as Lord and Savior? That's you telling the world that you love him. Not that you're perfect, not that you're sinless, but that because of your imperfections and because of your sins, knowing Jesus is what's going to give you the power for today, the hope for tomorrow, You got to pay attention to the hope in your life. Pay attention to the strength that God is offering you in your life. During all of the brokenness, during all of the hurt and the pain that you go through in life, God is saying, I love you too. I love you first. Do you know you can't love God? Wouldn't know how to unless God first loved you and expressed his love on a cross. It's all in the blood. And once I've been covered with the blood, when I said yes to Jesus, I'm washed in the blood of the Lamb. When God looks at me, he sees his son, the scripture says. He sees the blood covering. And he promises me this, all things are going to work together for your good. All the bad things, all the ugly things that are in your life, they will work together for your good. Man, it's hard when you're looking at life sometimes and you see the bottom falling out of so much, and as you're witnessing it and you remember the word of God, all things are working together for your good. Bad things are going to come. Evil things are going to come in your life. Those bad things, those evil things, will some way, by the power of God, work in your favor. You know, I don't understand that. You know, I don't either. But I've seen it in my life over the years. I've witnessed it so many, many different times of how when God looks at us, God says to us, I'm ready and willing to show you how I can give you strength for the day. I'll give you the hope. I will give you the encouragement. Starting in verse 29. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. That's what the scripture means. Count it as you're already there. Glorified, justified, all from the blood, covered in the blood of the Lamb. I plead the blood. I plead the blood in every situation. I don't plead religion. Jesus got out into the ditch of life where people were, where the hurting were, where people was looking for hope. That's where Jesus went. When he went around to religious people, he seemed to scatter them, run them out of the temple and all. Have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, for it is in that personal relationship with Jesus, that personal blood, his blood that was shed for you, that personal blood covers the multitude of sins, all the grief, all the pain of life itself. How protected are you? There's a preacher in the early 1920s. Awesome preacher of the day, Donald Gray Barnhouse. This is a statement that he made. Listen to it well for me. There is, and you can imagine this in the 1920s, there is no will or act of creature. creatures, men, angels, or demons that can do other than work for our good. No dog can bark against us. No man can act or speak against us. No sinister plot of evil can be brought against us, but all must be for our good. There is no phenomena of nature, fire, floods, storm, earthquake, that can work us ultimate ill. I love this one. The law of gravity cannot cause anything to fall on us unless it has been sifted through the will of God and His purpose for our good. Isn't that awesome? Think of that. All things are there to lift you up. All the heavy burdens of life are there to show you that when Jesus steps in and that burden is lifted and you say, oh, how great I feel, that burden is lifted. That's the blood. That's the promise. Nothing meant for our evil will ever conquer, can never overpower us, can never stop you from serving the Lord. Absolutely nothing. But you got to believe God's word for you. You got to believe God's word for you. Every one of us have a word from God just for us. It's a calling. It's a touch. God said, I'm going to use you. And then he shows you how he's going to use you. Trust me on this one. A lot of times you're surprised the different ways that he will use you. And it takes a lifetime of living. And you look back on that life and you can point out the times. Oh, I never dreamed that was God on that. It had to be. Now I see maybe getting older does bring a little wisdom. It makes us wise enough to look at the foolishness of our past and to see in that look that God was there all the time blessing. It didn't matter whether man had cursed us. What matters to you is God's blessed you. You pick up where you are. Oh, yeah, it's the first day of the rest of your life. It gives you an opportunity to be a better person. Well, you're sitting there and you're about to break. You're hurting. You don't know what to do. Will God give you the answer? Here's your one to hold on to. He already has. You need to pay attention to it. You need to listen to God in prayer. Prayer is just not you always putting up petitions to God. Saying, Lord, I need you to do this for me. I need you to do that for me. Oh, people really make me nervous when I listen to them talk. You know, the other day I was in prayer and I told God this is exactly what he needed to do. And your pastor just takes a step away from him. Your pastor's not telling God anything. I'm going to go in the presence of God, covered in the blood of his son, saved by grace, as a flawing human being, and saying, Lord, I have no idea what to do. Good, Larry. Now I can help you. Don't be so wise that you become so ignorant of life that life will steamroll you and keep you from glorifying the God that loves you. God says, I love you, and you love me because I love you, and I gave my son to show you my love, and all I'm asking for you is you don't have to give your life or to die for me. I want you to live for me. I will watch your path. I will take care of your step. I will give you the strength. I will lift you up. And yet, we listen to the world and all the threats. If the world was so wise, how come we have so many foolish leaders throughout the world? How come we see corruptness everywhere, every nation, evil? Because we are living in the days that we know of as the end times. How do I know that? Because they began when Jesus came. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, that was the beginning of the end. He ushered it in. And he said, I've given you a book on it. You ought to read it. I have come that you can have life. Have life. Have it abundantly. Have the peace of life. Have the joy of life. Don't blame others for your foolishness. As a matter of fact, lift your life to the Lord. The blood that he gave to you for a purpose, to make you whole for someone else. People are looking to find victory through Jesus in those professing Christianity. I love Jesus, yet my life is a human experience that deals with brokenness time and time again. And the Lord is the one who says, stand up. I want you to believe the word that I'm getting ready to give to you. John 15, verse 12. He says to us, this is my commandment. Now, you want to experience my word? You want to experience victory? Here's what you do. This is my commandment, Jesus says, that you love one another as I have loved you. It's a new commandment Jesus gave. No one longer love your brother as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. Golden rule. Now, Jesus said, now let me tell you. You've got to love one another the way I love you. Boy, doesn't that change it? Because let's face it. You don't even like yourself a lot of times when you wake up, much less love yourself. And if you're going to love your neighbor as yourself, and you wake up and you're not too fond of self, that neighbor's going to miss that love. So, Jesus says, just the way I love you, I love you enough to give my blood, to give my life. Now, I died for you. Will you live for me? And the expression of living for Jesus is in how you express that love to your fellow man. Be at peace by giving peace, by caring, by being that concern. Next, I want you to receive God's working for you. God has a working for your life. But unless you receive it, you'll never work it. There's a purpose. And God says, here's the purpose I give to you as an individual. Now, here is where you and I have difficulty. Every one of us are given a special word from God that it's just for us individually. I won't understand it. Brother Laird, tell me what I need to do. I don't have any idea. But I do know that if you will ask God to give you that direction, He will. And I promise you this, I will be there to support you as you do. That journey's rough. Life is rough. It's not always happiness and joy. It's how you walk through the tragedies of life that'll give, show the world the victory that they can expect when they express their love for God. Behind every promise of God, here it is. It's the providence of God. Now, providence simply means protective will of God. I don't live my life under any circumstances based on coincidence. Coincidences in my life or accidents in my life. Oh, that accidentally happened. Nothing is an accident in my life. Nothing's a coincidence. Let me tell you what it is in my life and yours. It's providence. That's right. Providence. The protective will of God has been molded around you. Providence of God. That's why the dog don't bark against you. That's why the hand of nature has no authority over you. It's the providence of God. God's call, God's touch, God's will. And your giving heart that will accept it. How do I express it then? By loving your fellow man. By doing good to those around you, by being at peace with your enemies. Well, that's not easy. That's not your responsibility, the ease part. Your responsibility is to reach out a hand. If they don't meet their responsibility, you have just completed yours. I care. I'll overlook the faults, the failures of others. As I'm thankful that God overlooks mine. Why does He overlook them? I'm covered in the blood. I've been born again, born from above, born anew. I know Jesus. Listen to Genesis 50, verse 20. This is Joseph, the son of Jacob, Israel. Joseph's brother threw him in a well that he might die, but they sold him into slavery as he was in that well, hoping he would die by somebody else's hands. He becomes the leader under Pharaoh of all of Egypt. He's the leader. And he looks at his brothers years later. They don't even recognize him, the one they threw in the well. And he said in Genesis 50, verse 20, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. That's providence. God says, "I will make it okay with you, and you will achieve God's will in your life." We're called according to his purpose. That's how I know you're going to achieve it. It's God's purpose. He says so in his word. So you got this life thing made. All you have to do is make it mean something in your life so it will lift others. That's the word of God. And folks, it doesn't get better than the word of God. Let's pray. Father, we praise your holy name. We give you thanks, dear Lord God, for life itself, for joy that surpasses all understanding. I ask you, Father, as you touch our life, you'll help us to touch others. Help us to share the love that only you can give, and to help bring peace to a lost and dying world. We're hurting, Father. We're hurting as a nation. We're hurting as a world. Only through your love, only through your intervention, only through your providence do we have hope. Give us that hope now, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.